Have you ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. I have a lot of mothers in my life. The older I get, the more the babies just appear. Cousins having babies, homies adopting kids, family members taking in other little family members. And I can definitely say I got some baby fever myself. So I end up pondering motherhood pretty regularly. What is it like to take care of a tiny, helpless human? What is it like teaching somebody everything you know, which basically becomes everything they know? And do I really want to live with a teenager? With May seemingly being a month of homage to mothers, a few of my colleagues zeroed in on that first question about the early days birthing parents spend with their children. The First 12 Weeks. That's the title of the three-part series they created here at WBEZ. They asked new parents to share some of those private moments of joy and frustration that they have with their new baby. And you're about to hear an audio diary from that series, recorded over several weeks by a new mother, Crystal Acuna Pitts. She lives in West Englewood with her husband, her in-laws, and their dog, Floor. Crystal gave birth to their daughter, Itziana, in January.
Today is Monday, February 27th. It is 5:08 a.m. My name is Crystal Acuna Pitts, and we're up feeding. I'm very tired. My breasts were swelling. You know, I really like listening to her eat. I like hearing her gulp and swallow. It's so reassuring, I guess. Knowing that she's getting what she needs, you know? And it's crazy to think of how big she's gotten. It's Monday, February 27th, 5:37 a.m. I just finished breastfeeding not too long ago. Finally went to empty my bladder, which I totally should have done before I started feeding. Now I'm hungry. It's 5:30 in the morning, and I'm hungry. So I decided to go and just make a tiny piece of a pastry, and now the pastry's done. This body of mine, it's gonna take some work to get back to. Do you hear her? She's so vocal right now. Good morning. It is 11:22 a.m. and it is Wednesday, March 1st.
Wow,
we're already in March. So right now I'm pumping on one side and I just put Ayana on the other side to breastfeed, so we're multitasking. She's eating. I just fed our dog, Flor. I had to force myself to get up. Sometimes I feel like I'm just so tired all the time, and it's kind of annoying, because at nighttime I'll be wide awake when it's time to sleep, and in the daytime I feel like sometimes I just kind of like nap the day away when I'm able to. So I made a to-do list and hopefully I'm able to get through it today. We'll see. I'm hungry. I know it's already 11, almost 11:30, but I haven't eaten yet. So right now my focus is making sure that the dog eats and that my little baby girl here eats, and Then I'll take care of myself after, I guess. It's Sunday, March 19th, and it is 4:30 p.m. We have visitors here at the house upstairs that we have committed to go and spend some time with since yesterday. This is what's next. I'm tired. I'm coughing quite a bit. Got a headache. Gotta feed Itzayana. And then we're gonna head upstairs. Sometimes I wish I could just say no. See you next time. Today is Sunday, March 26th, 5:32 p.m. I'm currently sitting on my nephew's bed in the back room of my sister-in-law's house, breastfeeding Itzayana to calm her down. She is really tired, and so she's very, very fussy and has been crying because everyone's passing her around and they want to spend time with her, but she really just wants to sleep. The problem is that a lot of times, we have to resort to putting her on my breast in order for her to actually fall asleep, and it gets really stressful. So the room and the mood of the house went from all happy, everybody's excited, to like stress. All I could feel was stress externally and internally. Today is Monday, March 27th, and it is 4:26 p.m. I just got back home from running lots of errands today, and I'm feeling so accomplished. I was able to drop, Ismael was able to take Itzayana with him so I can go to the doctor's to get my x-ray done. And then I went back and hung out with her and my mother-in-law and my husband. After that, I went and picked up medication for my dog. All that time, she slept through. And now we are home. I'm pumping. She's eating. And I'm feeling really good, guys. The only thing I forgot to do was eat today. That's it. I also feel really good because today I woke up and I looked at myself in the mirror. I felt good about what I saw. And I feel like I'm getting back to myself. Dressed up nicely today, you know? Yeah. It's a good time. Good time. Almost done with 12 weeks and I'm feeling good.
That was Crystal Acuna Pitts and her daughter, Itzayana. They live in West Englewood in Chicago. And this audio diary was produced by WBEZ's Araceli Gomez Aldana for the series The First 12 Weeks. You can read more about the series and hear more early parenthood stories at WBEZ.org. And that's it for today. Thank you to Justin Bull and Sarah Stark for producing the rundown and to Ariel Van Cleve for editing the show. Our theme music is by Louis Weeks. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning.